KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking sports this morning in high school volleyball play around the area last night. Stanton down in Clarinda in three straight games. Arweva 3-2 over Audubon. It was Cam over East Union 3-1. Gilbert, a 3-game-in-a-row winner over Carroll. Panorama beat Ogden 3-in-a-row. Earlham over West Central Valley 3-2. East Mill beating Lennox 3-1. It was Southwest Valley over Central Decatur in three straight. Harlan took 3 out of 4 from Denison. Nottoway Valley down in Griswold 2-0. Griswold beat AHSTW 2-1. And Nottoway Valley over AHSTW in two straight. Sydney beat Johnson Brock 3-2. While East Sac County downing IKM Manning in three straight in girls high school volleyball play last night. Well, checking out some high school cross-country action from around the area last night at the Dallas Center Grimes Invitational. On the boys' side, it was Norwalk winning the team title with 39 points. Dallas Center Grimes with 54, the runner-up. Carlisle, Des Moines Christian, Indianola, the top five. Atlantic with 141 points, placing sixth in that meet. Individually, Aiden Ramsey of Dallas Center Grimes was the champion. Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic had a second-place finish, running 16 minutes 17 seconds. Also on the girls' side, it was Dallas Center Grimes winning the title with 48 points. Norwalk with 86 points was second. Indianola was third. Carlisle and Johnston round out the top five. Atlantic placed eighth and Creston ninth overall in that meet yesterday. Ainsley Erzin of Carlisle was the individual champion yesterday. Also in the top ten, Creston's Braylon Baker. She placed eighth overall in that meet. Also at the Logan Magnolia cross-country meet yesterday, on the boys' side, Brett McGee of Tri-Center was the champion, with Quinton Dreyer of IKM Manning second, Gable Porter of Underwood was third, Leo Flores of Denison fourth, and Patrick Heffernan of Boyer Valley placing fifth overall. In the team standings, it was IKM Manning and Missouri Valley finishing 1-2. They tied for the total points at 76. IKM Manning won on the tiebreak. Tri-Center with 87 was third, Underwood fourth, Bishop Heelan Catholic was fifth in that meet. Also on the girls' side, Courtney Spohr of Logan Magnolia, the individual champion. Grace Mahaney of Bishop Heelan Catholic was second. Also in the top five, Underwood's Georgia Paulson. She placed fourth. Grace Slater of Audubon placing sixth. And her teammate, Hannah Tiggison, placing eighth yesterday at that meet. The team scoring, Bishop Heelan Catholic, the team champions, with AHSTW second. Logan Magnolia third, Audubon fourth, and Denison placing fifth overall in that meet. Also at the Shenandoah Early Bird Cross Country Meet yesterday, on the girls' side, Harlan wins with 18 points. Shenandoah was second. Clarinda, Red Oak, and Trainer, the top five teams. Kaya Beaker of Harlan was the champ, with Abby Albertson of Harlan second. Her teammate, Brecken Van Bolly of Harlan, was third. Also on the boys' side, it was Harlan winning with 36 points. Clarinda, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Trainer, the top five. Trey Gross of Harlan, the individual champion, with Cole Dooley of Trainer second. Baylor Bergren of Red Oak placing third in that meet yesterday. In a Big 12 conference known for offense, Iowa State has become a contender on the strength of its defense. The Cyclones ranked third in scoring defense a year ago, and with most of their starters returning, that unit could be even better this season. Here's senior free safety Lawrence White.
You know, we got a special group on the defense side, and we just got a defense that's really motivated and willing to do, take it to the next level. And I think that we're doing a great job right now. We got to continue to make good strides. And we have a lot of veterans, a lot of leaders, and, that's also good for our young guys.
White says some new starters will be counted on to step up, including a couple along the defensive line, where standout nose guard Ray Lima graduated. And ISU coach Matt Campbell admits there are some lofty expectations for this defense.
You know, you got a mix of some veteran players that have played a lot of football, meaningful snaps. And you also have a mix of a lot of young guys and young guys that haven't got the opportunity yet to play in games. And, you know, I think that mix of how well can we get those young guys that haven't played to reach the level of consistency and the standard of excellence of the guys that have played, that'll be the challenge.
Campbell says how quickly the new starters emerge will be a key as the Cyclones get ready to open at home against Louisiana on September 12th. Well, the Big 12 Conference announced Tuesday football kickoff times and television selections for opening week, along with some other select dates and times. The Iowa State-Louisiana game, September 12th in Jack Trice Stadium, will kick off at 11 a.m. Central Time on ESPN. The Cyclones, who are ranked number 23 in the preseason AP poll, will face a raging Cajun team predicted to finish first in the Sun Belt West Conference. The Big 12 also announced a date change for Iowa State's matchup at Texas in November. That game will now be played on Friday, November 27th, on either ABC or ESPN. Kickoff time will be announced at a later date. The Big Ten Conference already in court and under pressure from players and parents over its decision to cancel fall football is now hearing from President Donald Trump. Trump tweeted that he's spoken with Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren about reinstating the fall season. The Big Ten had no immediate comment. The league announced August 11th it would move its football season to the spring semester because of health risks associated with the pandemic. The president has framed the debate over player and fan safety as a political one. It's not been the NFL training camp A.J. Epenesa was expecting. The former Iowa star defensive end was taken in the second round of the draft by the Buffalo Bills, and they're getting ready for the season while navigating through the pandemic.
We have certain times that we're allowed to come in the building because of the testing and all the different availability, and things are kind of built around stuff like that. And so nothing's really kind of surprising. If anything, it's kind of dialed down a little bit to where I'm surprised that it's like that.
With no preseason, there's no chance for rookies like Epenesa to get their feet wet.
For everyone in my situation, just kind of coming out of college and not having the preseason, we could go back and we don't even have OTAs or a real physical rookie minicamp. And so we got those kind of taken away from us, but everyone's kind of adjusting and everyone's working through it. And we're not the only rookies in the league that are dealing with this. And so it's just kind of having to be able to be adaptable and adjusting to the current situation.
The Bills will open up the regular season September 13th against the New York Jets. In baseball yesterday, Brad Miller homered twice and drove in a career-high 7 runs as the Cardinals battered Sonny Gray and the Reds 16-2. Colton Wong went 4-for-4 and scored 4 times as the Cardinals set season highs for runs and hits with 23 yesterday. The Indians blew out the Royals 10-1 as Franmil Reyes went 5-for-5 with 2 doubles and a homer. Zach Plesac allowed a run and 4 hits over 6 innings in his first start since being demoted for violating coronavirus protocols on August 8th. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, the Yankees beat the Rays 5-3, Marlins over the Blue Jays 3-2, Twins beat the White Sox 3-2, Rangers in 10 innings 6-5 over the Astros, the Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks 6-3, Giants destroyed the Rockies 23-5, it was the Cubs over the Pirates in 11 innings 8-7, Braves beat the Red Sox 10-3, Phillies over the Nationals 6-0, Tigers beat the Brewers 12-1, and the Orioles over the Mets by a 9-5 final. Thursday's game between the Seattle Mariners and the visiting Oakland Athletics has been postponed, wiping out the entire 3-game series. That decision allows for additional testing and contact tracing after a member of the Athletics organization tested positive for the coronavirus. Major League Baseball says the series will be made up with a doubleheader in Seattle on September 14th and another in Oakland on September 26th. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Celtics beat Toronto 102-99, the Nuggets over the Jazz yesterday as well. Also, it was the Flyers over the Islanders 4-3, and the Canucks beat the Golden Knights 2-1 in the Stanley Cup playoffs. William Byron now has a contract extension through 2022 at Hendrick Motorsports. That extension was finalized in early August and announced today, 3 days after Byron's win at Daytona International Speedway earned him a berth in NASCAR's playoffs. Byron is in his third full season driving the number 24 Chevrolet for Hendrick and is the first driver other than Jeff Gordon to win with that entry. And Tis the Law is the 3-5 morning line favorite for Saturday's Kentucky Derby and will attempt to become the first winner from the number 17 post position drawn. The best finish in 41 starts from that spot was a second place by 49er in 1988. There have also been 2/3. All the race favorites will break from the outside at Churchill Downs, including second choice Honor AP from the number 16 post and third choice Authentic at number 18. Tis the Law won the Belmont Stakes earlier this summer. The Preakness in Baltimore will take place next month, and the Derby is being run this Saturday without any fans in attendance. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.